The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
All right. Happy belated birthday to the Marines. I guess yesterday was actually the official day for the Marines. 249 years.
Wow, they look great.
They really
still
do.
Still fit and everything.
Wow, man.
Still fit in the uniform?
Can they?
Oh, yeah.
Some can.
Yeah, we know some that do.
All right. Here we are on Veterans Day. This is a live radio broadcast. Live, live, live. It is 6:08, your time check, brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always, yes, it is Monday. It is the 11th day of the 11th month. We call it Veterans Day, and we thank our veterans for their service. We hope you do, too. I know there's major events going on, and usually at your local Veterans Park, like in Alachua County, you know, the Veterans Park off of Tower Road, and then, you know, on King Street in Marion County, the big Veterans Park there as well. So if you get a chance, man, you know, make it out. Show your support. Goes a long way. But if you know someone who is a veteran, this is definitely the day that you want to thank them for their service. Vice President-elect J.D. Vance, first Marine to become vice president. Wow.
Nice.
You would have thought somewhere in history.
Out of all these years, yeah.
Yeah. And he wished his fellow Devil Dogs a happy 249th birthday. And Vance is 40 years old. He served as an enlisted combat correspondent in the Marine Corps from 2003 to 2007. He left as an E-5. He deployed to Iraq for 6 months, was awarded the Marine Corps Good Conduct Medal, Navy Marine Corps Achievement Medal, Iraq Campaign Medal, Sea Service Deployment Ribbon, Global War on Terrorism, and National Defense Service Medal. According to Military.com, last enlisted vice president was Al Gore, who served in the Army. Vance wrote in his memoir, Hillbilly Elegy, that the Marine Corps demanded, I think, strategically about these decisions and that it taught me how to do so. Demanded me that I think strategically about these decisions, taught me how to do so. All right. So, good stuff there, and it's going to be another beautiful day in paradise. Another historic event that will be celebrated. Tens of thousands people celebrated the fall of the Berlin Wall 35 years ago. Wow.
Hard to believe, huh?
Yep. They did this Saturday, had open-air concerts, art displays and installations, official events commemorating one of the country's most historic days. On November 9th, 1989, it was a lucky day for which we Germans are still grateful today. And built in 1961, the Berlin Wall stood for 28 years at the front line of the Cold War between the Americans and the Soviets, built by communists to cut off East Germans from the supposed ideological contamination of the West. More like the secondary thing, to stem the tide of people fleeing East Germany. That's more like it. And when you have to try to build a wall to keep the people in, there's a good chance that their ideology probably isn't the best one for you. Right?
There's that detail.
Yeah. All right. Hey, locally, your top story probably, unfortunately, is the Florida basketball coach Todd Golden, as you heard on our news a few minutes ago. Apparently, he is going to be coaching tonight. I believe there's a game. And he's facing allegations of sexual harassment, sexual exploitation, stalking, cyber stalking, multiple women, including students, over the past 12 months. And there was a report that was published Friday in the school student newspaper, the Independent Florida Alligator. They claim that Golden included the charges against him include, I'm sorry, claims against him, not charges yet. Unwanted sexual advances on Instagram, requesting sexual favors, sending photos and videos of his personal,
personals.
Yeah. The newspaper based its report on a copy of a September 27 Title IX complaint against Golden that it had obtained. Associated Press contacted the university, request a copy of it. Under federal law, the school cannot comment on or even confirm any Title IX inquiries, complaints, or investigations. School officials declined comment, obviously, when it was reached by the AP. Not immediately known if Golden has legal representation, did not return a text message seeking comment. Apparently, on more than one occasion, the paper said, Golden allegedly took photos of women walking or driving and sent those pictures to the subjects involved. Alleged stalking incidents also included Golden, a married father of two young boys, showing up at locations where he knew the women would be. He's 39 years old. He signed a two-year contract extension in March. That includes $1 million raise. The additional 2 years puts Golden under contract through 2030. His new deal tops $4 million annually. He's 42 and 29 in two-plus seasons, and has the deepest and most talented roster in 3 years, ranked 21, the Florida Gators, won each of their first two games by double digits. Wow. So we'll see what happens there, as the Florida Gator football team didn't do so well in their outing. But, we had to play. Yeah. We had to play top-ranked Texas, and we got whooped on pretty good. But there were upsets. Yeah. Georgia lost to Ole Miss 28-10. Miami went down to Georgia Tech 28-23. So there'll be some shuffling there through the top 10 for sure. And then the NFL, Jacksonville lost to Minnesota 12-7. Are we playing baseball or football? Come on, you got to put more than 7 points on the board, Jags.
Yeah.
Bucks lost to San Francisco, heartbreaker. I told the Bucks to go for it on fourth down. They kicked a field goal instead to tie the game. I said that's too much time on the clock for San Francisco. They went down and won the game with a field goal. After their field goal kicker, Moody, he missed, was it three field goals? It got to the point to where I know they're the team, the adversary, but I felt so bad for that guy.
Yeah.
I'm like, he's going to hit this last field goal or he's going to have to be on suicide watch. So... my Detroit Lions,
yes.
Roaring. They are roaring and looking good. And they beat Texas 26-23. I guess the Lions, that takes them to what, 7-1, 8-1? 8-1, I think.
Not shabby at all.
Yeah. Yeah, baby. So who are the Trump picks going to be? Who's going to put in his cabinet? A couple of names already out. One, I'm not surprised. The other one, a little surprised. Details on that. Coming up, it's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. It's a live Veterans Day show. We thank you, veterans. We thank you. News Talk 97.3 The Sky.
The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port and trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Another day in paradise. One of the reasons why we have people that fight the bad guys. Happy Veterans Day. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Good morning. We are here live. We're the only ones in the whole town that are awake right
We're
now.
We're right? Everybody else is asleep that goes to work. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Lots of Veteran Day events. Please look for your, you know, the local events. We know Alachua County always has a big get together there, what used to be Kanapaw. It's Kanapaw Veterans Park, I guess, but it's off Tower Road. And then on East King Street, Fort King Street, I guess it is, you've got the big Veterans Park there. And they did the unveiling yesterday, the family thing. And I bet that was a sight to be seen for sure. Followed up with some fireworks and some music. And so, yes.
Marion County's always got stuff going on.
So they do. They're very,
patriotic.
And the veterans events that I've been to a couple in Alachua County, and they do a fantastic job as well. Hey, you've got President-elect Trump.
Yeah.
And he's got a tough job ahead. He's got to pick out a bunch of people. He's got to put the team together.
Yep.
Apparently, he's going to be at the White House. I believe Wednesday is when that's slated for. Yeah. So he's got, Joe Biden's going to invite Adolf Hitler, into the White House.
Who would have? I mean, is the press not covering that, saying, "Hey, Joe Biden welcomes Hitler"?
What are you thinking?
I mean, next thing you know, he'd be taking the whole thing over and tearing down democracy.
Yeah. I mean, that's what they said
by
he was going to do.
Yeah,
by himself. By himself.
One guy.
He's got to pick. He's got to pick some people, and he does have an advantage over the last time he went in there. He didn't know enough people with the political skill set that could get some of those jobs done. They were very important around him. Chiefs of staff and other things like that. He's already got a chief of staff. The first woman chief of staff, by the way. Go figure. Trump, what an awful misogynist. Can you believe it?
Wow. And, strong woman, no less. That's crazy.
Yeah. I thought he knew what Mark Cuban told me. Never.
He's never
even in the same room.
No.
He's a smart woman.
He's intimidated by those strong, smart women.
Yeah, go figure.
Apparently not.
Yeah, those lefties weren't so sharp in a lot of things they said. But you know what? The good news is we're not going to hear from any of them anymore because they're all moving to Canada, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Not to
going
do
somewhere. Yeah,
right.
they never leave.
Mike Pompeo, I thought, would be on the short list for a strong position. I thought he did a fantastic job as a Secretary of State. He was the CIA director for Trump before that. And I read the book Pompeo wrote. That was a few years ago. I thought it was very positive toward Trump.
And it did seem he was on the short list for Secretary of Defense.
And then I guess, it came out through social. Trump put out he would not be inviting Nikki Haley, and that's not a surprise.
No.
The Nikki Haley thing, it rubbed him the wrong way because it rubbed a lot of supporters of Trump, the wrong way. But anyway, and she was, she was really the pick of the left, if you will. Mm-hmm. Like, why, what is it about her where you're pushing her so hard? Anyway, Mike Pompeo, I thought for sure, was going to join the administration. But Trump put out, "I very much enjoyed and appreciated working with them previously. Would like to thank them for their service to our country. Make America great again." And apparently people, if they try to read the tea leaves or between the lines, they say, this is it's a loyalty thing. I just don't remember when Pompeo said or did anything that would be considered disloyal.
Right.
I'm not saying he didn't. It's not top of mind for me. Now, Haley ran against Trump for president in 2024.
We thought she went over the line a few times.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And And then, but she saw the light, maybe, and she even offered to, you know, campaign for Trump. She definitely endorsed him, but he said thanks, no thanks. Yeah. So she never did any of that. And it's unclear if Haley was angling for a position within the second Trump administration. Two people familiar with the deliberations told Politico that Pompeo, who campaigned for Trump, was making concerted effort to be named to the position of defense secretary. Both were granted anonymity to discuss the sensitive deliberations. The two people added that Pompeo's bid to become the defense chief ran into heated opposition from close allies of the former president, including Donald Trump Jr.
He's got a lot of influence on this kind of thing.
Yeah, and I don't know what the rub was with Pompeo there, but clearly it was something. Mm-hmm. And then also apparently Tucker Carlson, but wow, isn't a fan of Pompeo's.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Huh.
All right, so that's where we are, you know, as far as that. Now, an interesting story that I just saw, but I know it broke a couple days ago, but I just picked up on it. Oprah Winfrey, you know, she went around campaigning for Kamala.
Oh, yeah.
Did you know she was paid, Greg?
I started hearing rumor that a few of these folks were paid, and I would not have thought that was the case before. Would you?
No, especially Oprah, and here's why. If she's going to put her name on the line, how do you put a value on that? For number one,
right,
and number two, why would she sell her good name? Why would she charge? She either really believes Kamala was the person.
You're in or you're not. And she doesn't need the money.
Exactly. That's the other weird thing. But allegedly, Harris paid Oprah $1 million to help with the campaign. Again, $1 million to her would be like, I don't know, a couple $100 maybe to you or me.
Yeah.
Really?
Wow.
And it's like, would you put your good name out there, you know, $150, $200 if you didn't really believe it? And would anybody have to pay you if you did think and didn't want them to win? Very odd.
That is a weird scenario.
Yeah.
And then you got a campaign that's in the hole.
Well, I was going to say, a lot of vendors that helped at the very end now haven't been paid yet, and they're worried they might not be. All right. A lot of things, a lot of different branches, a lot of stories this morning. We'll cover them all for you. We'll share that information with you on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. It is Veterans Day. Thank a veteran today. 629 News Talk 97.3, The Sky. Ah!
You sounded like Arnold when you did that.
Boo! Did I get you?
It didn't work yet, but we're working on it.
Greg's got the hiccups. It's hard to do it like over the, you know.
Yeah.
Even though he has his headphones turned way up, he can hear everything that wouldn't be audible to most people. Mm-hmm. Greg can hear it.
What'd you say?
I think you heard.
Oh.
And every breath in between. And if a whisker hits the microphone.
I can hear it.
I know you can. All right. Good morning. Welcome. Happy Veterans Day. We're live, baby. It's a live show. It's our sacrifice, you know. We didn't serve, but we appreciate those who did very much. And we do everything we can try to help those folks. But today is the big thank you. If you know a veteran, see a veteran, thank them for their service. It is Veterans Day. It's the 11th day of the 11th month. It is 6:38 right now. Lots of things going on, but big local story, probably the UF basketball coach, Todd Golden. Allegations being made, UF not speaking about it because apparently it's a Title IX type issue, and that means that they're going to really keep quiet on it until something comes out other than the allegations, the Florida Alligator, you know, the school newspaper. They've been on top of this, and all the other nationwide have picked up on the story, but apparently, allegedly, he is still coaching them tonight. Mm-hmm. And apparently this is supposed to be one of the stronger Gator teams that has been put together over the last few years. They're 2-0. They're ranked, I don't know, top 20, I think, or 21, something like that. But, he just signed an extension a few months ago. It's innocent until proven guilty, but when there are several people, let's just say it doesn't look good. Mm-hmm. It doesn't look good. And, He's a young guy, a couple kids.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's allegations like stalking and some other things. It's just hard to understand. It's like,
right.
But you know,
people are people. We're human. You know, we can say, oh, well, look at that. He's got a family, okay? Or look at it. He's making $4 million or whatever. All those things don't necessarily, if you've got an issue, whatever
an
it may
issue.
Be,
that's the thing.
It doesn't, because we see that all the time. People in big positions of power, and it's like, why in the world? What
Would
were you thinking?
Yeah, yeah. Why did you even take any chance on throwing that all away?
Yeah.
And yet we do. We see it.
Yeah.
We see it all around us. All right. So I don't know what to say for the guy. Innocent until proven guilty.
Yeah.
I hope his family, you know, they're innocent. I hope that they somehow get through this process without being hurt too much. But he's got, what, two young boys?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the part that's like, you know, it's not just you. You're not just ruining it for you. But if you've got some kind of like an issue and a mindset, you're not the rational thought, or you can rationalize your irrational thought, I guess would be the case. All right. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan says President Biden will lobby President-elect Trump to not walk away from Ukraine. When they meet Wednesday.
Interesting.
He's going to be like, Donald.
Oh, no, here we
go. This is like my favorite laundromat in the whole world. You know what it's like to get your shirts done just the way you like them. Right amount of starch, crisp, those collars done just right. That's what they do with the money in Ukraine. I mean, when it comes back, it's pristine.
Wow.
Run it through 67 shell companies. Come on, Donald. Cut me some slack.
Uh-huh.
I mean, I stopped calling you a fascist like 3 days ago, man. Yeah. Does that account for anything?
You're not Hitler anymore.
Yeah.
Come on in. Have a seat.
Oh, my gosh. Crazy.
It is.
Yeah, so apparently that's the deal. Biden will urge Trump to not abandon Ukraine when they meet on Wednesday. I don't think he will abandon them, but I feel strongly that he's going to find out, okay, what's your issue? Well, we don't want Russia taking part of our country and killing people. And then he'd go over to Putin and say, you know, what's the dealio? And Vladdy would come down, you know, bare-chested off his horse. And he would say, I don't like the fact that you've got all these NATO missiles pointed at me, and they seem like they're getting closer all the time. And I've had enough, just like you had enough when it was the Cuban Missile Crisis. Capiche? Yeah, he's... you didn't know he was Italian. Anyway, and he'll say, okay, well, let's see if we can't work on something. Look, it's the art of the deal. It's the art of the deal. Is everybody going to get everything they want? Of course not. Can they get a lot of what they want? Certainly. It's doable. We go, you know, where it's too easy for us to go into war mode. And you'd think by this year, 2024, we may have learned something there. You know, the bloodshed, the bombs, the destruction, the death, the innocent people. Hey, you know, maybe we can do it a better way. I mean, we can invent a computer that can think better than humans, theoretically.
Mm-hmm.
And yet we're still throwing, you know, bombs at each other. Come on. We can do better. All right. That's my hope and thought.
It's going to be interesting, just this whole thing. One, as he gets his crew together, we're still waiting in the House. We're a couple of votes away there. Looks like we have the Senate. So, I mean, hopefully he's got a good team all around to work with when this is all said and done.
Yep. But there's some people you can't reason with, and they might be in your own family. Details on that in just a minute. Davis Gainesville Chevrolet Skylines, and Eric, you're on the air.
Hey, good morning, guys. Great day to be an American. I apologize. I turned on the show late, and you guys were talking about some inappropriate conduct and whatnot, and I guess I was just assuming Anthony Weiner must have taken up coaching since the political thing's not working out so well. But quickly, to the Senate Majority Leader race, I voted for Trump. I voted for Rick Scott. I did not know this until last night when Dana Loesch pointed it out. Rick Scott is for red flag laws, y'all, and as great as they sound, they can be abused. Your liberal third cousin that doesn't like you, guess what? All they got to do is say you're crazy, and guess what? You have to go before a judge to prove that you're not, to get your guns back, and it's costly. and it will clog up the court system. So I think, you know, Thune is out, Cornyn is out. They're both disqualified for what they've done in the past. Scott is definitely not out there telling people, you should vote for me for majority leader so I can get red flag laws. It's right on his website, folks.
We've talked about this. I'm glad that you brought it up. Mm-hmm. I feel like Rick Scott's version and views on some of the gun stuff has matured. But if you tell me it's still on his website, I'll have to double check that.
We'll try to get him booked on the show sometime soon and address that in particular.
Yeah, because red flag laws are, in theory, fantastic.
When they work properly, yeah.
In practice, can be abused and can be an absolute disaster.
Yeah.
No doubt about it. All right, we'll be vigilant. Thank you very much for the input, Eric. It is 6:45. You're tuned to the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here, and you're listening to 97.3 The Sky. Yeah. Here come the holidays. Oh, no. Don't think of it in a positive way, because it's not going to be if some of your relatives are lefty nutbags, right?
Oh, wow.
Good morning and welcome. Yeah, I'm all about the family.
Woo, yeah.
Unless they're stupid.
Well.
No, you got to keep the peace. It is 6:51. Good morning. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Don't forget, you can always get the Bob Rose Show podcast wherever you normally get your podcast. Click on subscribe, and there you have it. All of it, all the time, anywhere, anyhow. So Yale University Chief Psychiatry Resident Dr. Amanda Calhoun said on Friday, now this was on MSNBC, so take it for what it's worth, with Joy Reid, who brings us so much joy.
Yeah,
Kamala was going to bring us joy.
Yeah, that lasted about 2 weeks, and they gave
up on
it.
Didn't last long, did it?
They gave up on that.
Yeah.
Imagine that.
That's what you call a happy beginning. Anyway, the Joy Reid on the readout, this resident chief psychiatrist, liberals who were devastated by Donald Trump's presidential reelection should separate from family members who voted for him. Are you going to sit down and eat with a Nazi? Wow.
Joe Biden is.
Yeah, tomorrow and Wednesday. So host Joy Reid went down like this. I wonder if also are people challenged with the idea of how do you interact with people you know voted for this? If you're an LGBTQ person and know someone in your family voted essentially against your rights. Well, I got to stop her right there.
Wow.
Where was the... I didn't see that on the ballot anywhere. I didn't hear anybody running on it. We don't like gay people. We don't vote Republican. I didn't see that anywhere.
I mean, there's a whole organization of gay Republicans, for goodness sakes.
The log cabin.
So, I mean, these liberal people, these lefty people, they think they speak for everyone and every group that they think they represent.
And so, and what is she referring to? Is she referring to the fact that most Republicans don't think that biological men should compete against women? Is that because if you think about that is essentially against your rights, if you're LGBTQ, what about the rights of all your female sisters or relatives who may not be LGBTQ? I guess you're saying that their rights don't matter.
But I thought we were supposed to, like, you know, we fought for women's rights for decades.
Yes.
And now that doesn't matter anymore because some big dude wants to play? Really?
Well, that's how the left thinks. That's one of the reasons why they got their butts kicked the other day in the election.
Good point.
it's crazy. It says essentially they're voting against your rights or you're a woman. Knowing this man was calling people the B word. J.D. Vance was literally calling Kamala Harris the trash.
He made one reference about taking the trash out, and her name is Kamala Harris. He did that.
That's one person who, in a political fight, things are slung back and forth. Are you going to accept the fact that you called Trump Hitler?
There's a little difference.
And, or you call a whole group of supporters, like half the country, you call them garbage.
Right.
Call Kamala trash.
Which was a response to the garbage thing, really.
Yeah,
so
exactly.
Come on.
All right.
Get over it.
I know a lot of black women were incredibly triggered by that. If you meet somebody and you know they voted for the people who called you trash, what?
No.
That's another one they tried to turn around. If you're Puerto Rican and you know somebody voted that way.
Well, then don't vote for the comedian. Okay.
Do you? Yeah, exactly. Do you recommend, just from a psychological standpoint, being around them? We've got holidays coming up. Calhoun, Dr. Calhoun, said, I love that you asked this question because there is a push. I think there is a societal norm that if somebody in your family is that, they're entitled to your time. And I think the answer is absolutely not. So if you're going through a situation where you have family members, close friends, who you know have voted in ways that are against you, like what you said, against your livelihood, it is completely fine to not be around those people and tell them why.
Okay.
To say, I have a problem with the way that you voted because it went against my very livelihood. Whose livelihood would be taken away by anything? Can you think of anything politically? Livelihood?
No, that
means that. Oh, wait.
What?
Maybe if you specialize in late-term abortions, you might have to find something else to do with your skills.
Yeah.
But that would only be a temporary setback if you have a medical degree. You'd have to just find a different specialty.
Mm.
So, yeah, your livelihood.
Yeah.
Okay. A psychiatrist from Yale. Take that for what it's worth. Yeah. Shun Trump-voting family members over the holidays. Oh, wait. Who's the dividers?
I thought we were, no?
Yeah.
But I guess not.
No. Doesn't sound like it.
No.
Hmm. Suck it up, buttercup. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Ton of stuff we still got to get to. 97.3 The Sky.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.